Come and take charge of this team tonight. God bless you, brother.
Good evening, friends. I am very happy to be back in California again tonight with you people. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you kindly, and God bless you. I appreciate that. There was quite a struggle this time coming back, not to come back to you, but under the circumstances, I was kind of hard for me to get in, but I wanted to live true to my promise that I had promised you people. Being another meeting in the city, Mr. Freeman's meeting, and I was doing nothing out of it, and I was asked to cancel this meeting because of it, and after I had promised you I'd come back, I couldn't do that, and I hope it doesn't hurt other things.
I believe someone is. I know the place before he gets here. It's my birthplace, isn't it? Well, God bless you, sister. Are you the same lady that all the others? Yes, thank you. Very, what is your name?
Okay.
It is me, the youngest in my room. I thank you so much. Thank you, sister, very much. God bless our sister. In my birthplace, she painted. Born a few years ago, the 6th day of April. That's where God gave me my life on this earth, beginning at that place, in this old cabin here. Near Birchville, Kentucky, and she's probably got the picture out of the book and printed it. And I certainly appreciate someone like that. Thank you very much. God bless you. And may God have you a talent to live in when you cross the river on the other side to the mountain. I shall take this home, and it will always be a treasure of mine as long as I live. I'll remember this memorial and from you. God bless you, sister.
I will not
take
this too.
No, I will take this too. That's Mr. Upshaw, the congressman at the field. Now, this is on canvas, and it lasts on and on. She gave me one the last time I was here of the Bible, and I had it hanging in my room where all the pictures visit me come to look at it like that. I certainly appreciate that so much. I have to take that down to my home place and show them down there and say, come from California. Well, this is the beginning of another meeting, and I trust will even be a greater meeting than the other one was because of His glory. And I'm so happy to be here with you all again tonight. You want a place in my heart? It'll always be. I thank you very much for your kindness. And now, we do not wish to be doubling a meeting that I was speaking of, Brother Freeman's meeting. I've never met Brother Freeman. No doubt a real Christian gentleman, and I didn't know nothing about his meeting coming. And I just got a letter a few days ago, just before, the day before I started out here, something about asking if we could cancel this meeting. I sat down and I thought it over, and I thought, well, I promised those people I would be back. And if I just stay a few days, I'll keep my promise to someone who's kept their promise to me. And I appreciate your loyalty. And may God bless our Brother Freeman. Give him a great meeting while he's in the city. And I know he's up against a whole lot of having a tent up and so forth. And I'll just do anything that I can to help his meeting along. For I love the brethren, all of our brethren, about preaching the gospel and trying to help get somebody in better health or get their soul right with God. There's nothing any greater than that, to try to help somebody along. And we trust that this, at our meeting, won't interfere anything with Brother Freeman. And now we're start our regular services tonight. We're just don't have any set time. We're going on just as long as we can. I've got to go to Grants Pass and then back over in another part of California. And then we go to Des Moines, Iowa, to Oak Falls, and from there to Toledo, sitting in the area. And then I follow Billy Graham of Memphis. And then I guess from there to Shreveport, and then to Southern Rhodesia, Africa.
traveling to India, back to Jerusalem, and back home again around Christmas, if the good Lord is willing. I don't know. He may be here before that time. And we all want to meet up there, don't we, up in the air, when we go up to meet Him in glory. And that's the great event that we're all looking for, isn't it? And that's when we'll get together and have just so much time that we'll just have all eternity. We're in time now, but we'll soon go into eternity, and then it'll be over for time's sake. Most all of you were in the other meeting, I suppose, and I trust that you understand the operation of the way I have to pray for people.
A lot of new people.
That's how many people have never been in my meetings before? Let's see your hands. Oh, my, that's fine. Thank you for coming tonight, and I trust that our Heavenly Father will do you good while you're here, that He'll do something for you, that you'll love Him a little more than what you do now. And I trust that He will do that. And if my praying and asking Him will do it, well, I'm sure you'll get a blessing. Now, many of you have attended healing services, and many of our brethren have different ways to conduct them. And that's the way perhaps the Lord has told them to do it. And I have to conduct it in the way that the Lord has told me to conduct it, you see. And I just had a lovely meeting in Phoenix about 3 weeks ago. And I come through there yesterday, day before yesterday, and was at one of the churches that Paul passing through. And my, the people are still being healed. And there was a lady that had come that had a great garter on her throat. And she got two or three prayer cards, but never had gotten in that meeting, in the prayer line, to be prayed for. But she was just bleeding anyhow. And one morning, she'd gotten up and was doing something. Now, the lady may be sitting present now, for all I know. She felt something cool go through her, as she said, and the garter had disappeared. There was no more of it at all. And if I know this, dear Christian friends, that it's a noted fact that God is our healer. And there's nothing that any man could do. Now, there may be some of you here from different churches that have not full gospel churches. Perhaps maybe some of you are from churches who maybe doesn't practice divine healing. If you are, I would just like to say these words to you, that we do not claim to have any power to heal anyone. And no one has power to heal anyone. The healing is already purchased at Calvary. The only thing that we try to do is point the people to their redemptive blessing. See, Jesus redeemed us from our sickness when He died. And He redeemed us from our sins when He died. And if the work is complete, the thing we have to do is accept it. Now, we know many brethren have different ways. The main principal way of divine healing is preaching the word so people could hear. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing of the word. And they preach divine healing and prove it by the scriptures that Jesus Christ died for our sickness when He died for our sin. And that is true. I believe that's undisputable with Bible scholars that Jesus, when He come to destroy the works of the devil, the sickness is directly the work of the devil. If we can't send evil things on our Heavenly Father, because evil can't come out of good. The good comes from good. And God is all good. There's nothing evil about our Heavenly Father. And He's all good, and Satan is the enemy. Now, sometimes, I will admit this, that our Heavenly Father sometimes chastens us with sickness, permitting Satan to do it, to try us sometimes, to bring us back. If we go out of the way, then our Heavenly Father might let something happen to us to bring us back, but it'll only be for the good. See? The chastening of our Father, not pleasant for a season, but trying to bring all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. And if I was way away from God and out of the will of our Heavenly Father, why, if God would just, if He could do something for me and help me to come back, why, I would appreciate it, our Heavenly Father, wouldn't you? Now, this being the first night, I just want to talk just a little while to you until we get ourselves mainly in the, as well in our churches, we know that. And then there's, in divine healing, the full gospel people. Oh, I've seen many events. This is a full gospel church. Many times, I guess, and I'm no judge, but many times people maybe act like that they just got the Holy Spirit when they really haven't got it, because their life doesn't prove it, you see. It just isn't there. And they may shout like the rest of them, and they may make demonstrations like the rest of them, but if they don't live the life to back that up, then it's not right, you see. It's true. And someone asked me not long ago on that question, Brother Branham, do you really think that they are shouting under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit? I'd say yes. You say, well, how could the Holy Spirit fall upon them if it's and make them shout if they aren't the blessed of God? Well, I believe Jesus in Hebrews, the 6th chapter, said that the rain come off upon the earth to prepare it, to bless it, and so forth. But in the field, the sower went forth and sowed seeds, and they were good seeds, but he sowed thistles and thorns and so forth behind it. And when the rain fell upon a wheat field, why, it waters the thistles and thorns just the same as it does the rest of us. That's right, it's the same unction of the Holy Spirit. Sinners sometimes get happy and screaming, but that still doesn't mean you're saved. You have to be born again to be saved. Now, Jesus said, let them grow together. And at that day, as he spoke here in Hebrews 6, that the thorns and thistles, which was in the wheat field, would be gathered and burned, to the judgment. But the fruit, of course, we're known by our fruits, the way we live. And now the same thing is by divine healing. Now, many brethren have a way that they probably lay hands on the sick, or I've seen some of them shake them, and some of them put their hands on them, they fall down on the floor, and different ways like that. I do not know. I cannot say that God works in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. And God is working as long as the people are getting healed and they're pointed to Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, you know, although I've seen a brother that was stomping his foot real hard trying to make a demon go out. Now, I don't believe you could scare him. I don't believe you could. No, I don't believe the thing we have to do, if I can get you audience to see this right now, that to be healed is just as sound and solid as the faith in God that does the healing. And you must be built first upon the Word of God, because when the storms come, it'll never move from there. It'll stay there. If you know first that Jesus Christ taught divine healing and give it an issue to his church to practice it until he returns, then you'll see that it is. He said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. These signs shall follow them that believe. Well, if they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now, that's his last word. He was taken up into heaven, go into all the world and preach the gospel. And the gospel never come by word only, but through power and demonstrations of the Holy Spirit, you see. So it's to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, each one of us. Now, by acting upon our faith in God for divine healing. So then, and other things, redemptive blessings. So now, all the things that it's done is the people to believe God's report of it and believe it. Now, I think if you, dear people, will bear with me on this just for a moment, that when our master, when the demon of from Gadara there, when he came out, this demoniac came out and saw him, there was no demonstration. This demon knew him. He said, we know who you are, the Holy One of God. You see, why comest thou to torment us before our time comes? They recognized that still faith that he had, like virtue going from him. And the woman touched the hem of his garment. He felt the virtue leave him. Now, see, it's a faith. This is sane and solid as it can be. To look at the Lord Jesus and believe it with all your heart, accept your healing, and be made well. See? Now, I realize when a person is healed, I've seen him scream and praise the Lord. I did too. When I was healed, I certainly was still screaming and praising the Lord about it, because it was really something to me. And now, I want you all to do that. When God heals you, be happy. And testify and praise the Lord for it. Just keeping it. And one thing is, stop fearing. When Jesus rose from the dead, he said, fear not, I have overcome. It's everything. Don't fear. Be ready now. when you're called up here, or when you're studying the prayer lines out there, all that's the prayer line. And when you're sitting there, just be ready to receive it. Just be ready. And just when you feel that your faith is appropriated, or not enough to receive it, say, thank you, Lord. That's all. That you've received it. Don't you believe you can be saved right without coming to an altar? It's routine to come to the altar, but you don't have to be. You can be saved because you believe. You can be healed because you believe. See? And remember that no man has any power to heal anyone. And no matter how much you believe that virtue goes out of your hands and arms or whatever, it's not that. Because Jesus has already done that. When he died at Calvary, he redeemed you from your sickness. That's right. And you have to accept it. It's the faith that you have in that does the healing. Now, that's unquestionable, too. Because we've got thousands and thousands of evidences to prove that, lame, blind, halt, and everything. Look, sitting here at the senator, Mr. Upshaw tonight, sitting here that was a cripple for all these years, 66 years. Look at him tonight. See, up like a little child, so full of glee, he run up and shut my hands and hug me when I come in. Why, he was all... Now, that's the proof for one thing here. And others who have been blind and deaf and dumb. Now, we know that the redemptive blessing included divine healing, so let's believe it with all of our heart. Now, the way that the blessing that comes through this, the angel of the Lord, whose servant I am, when I was a little boy, born in that little old cabin, 42 years ago, the 6th day of April, according to the Kentucky town. They have no doctors. So they just, the year the old snag rolled away up on the hill, that's the year that I was born. My brother was born in tomato picking time, if you know when that was. So that was the count. And that's awful to say that, but it's true. But that's the way it was. So I suppose I'm somewhere along there. So then, at that time, to the only way that I can justly say it, that God has sent some of us in the world, some to be teachers and some different things. Don't you believe that? And some of us to be musicians and different things. And my coming into the world for the purpose that I've just found reason in the last 5 years was to pray for sick people. Now, he told me that when he sent me, a supernatural being. God in heaven is my Father. And he'll bear record of what I say if it's the truth. God will always do that. He'll bear record of the truth. Now, I could come here and tell you that God has done a certain thing. Well, any man can say anything he wants to. But now, for a man to say anything is one thing, and then for God to verify that is something different. That's different altogether. And now, the only thing that he told me, if I pray for the sick people and get them to believe me, be sincere when I pray, that no disease would stand before my prayer. Now, that's true. Now, that doesn't mean that my prayer has anything to do with it. If the people say he's always had an object somewhere for people to look at or something. Look, the brass serpent. Why would he have that brass serpent there? Something. The water on the pool of Bethesda. Why was that water? Why is no virtue in it? It was just something for the people to do to step in. Jesus went and spit on some mud and made a little cake and put it on a man's eye. He didn't have to do that. Do you believe that? He picked another man's ears and spit and touched his tongue. And he didn't have to do that. It was for some symbol. Is that right? Naaman was supposed to dip 7 times in the jar. Well, he didn't have to do that. It was just a symbol that the prophet gave him to do. Something to do. And God sends some of us forth to do certain things. And then we see that God has proved what he said he was to that person. And then God testified of the thing the person testified of. That makes the truth. And then we believe it. Get well. See what I mean? And I was supposed to pray for sick people. And I noticed when I was just a young Baptist preacher, why, the people that come up from my congregation would pray for them. They'd get well. I didn't know about any gifts of healings and so forth. And I went out to the hospital, and I used to go in out there and the nurse when they see them and say, well, you get well now. Here comes that preacher to pray for you. Well, I didn't know anything about divine healing, but when he met me and declared that I was born to do that, I still questioned about going out and meeting public like this. And then he told me, I said, sir, they will not believe me because, I said, I am uneducated and I'm not qualified to do that. And he said, I'll be with you. He was a man. How many heard the story of it? How many has not heard the story of it? Well, it was just briefly to those quickly. There, when I was born in this little cabin, which the writer of this book, of the book back there, for that, has all been tested down through critics and everything before we could publish it and so forth. That morning when I was born down there in this little cabin, a white light about the size of a, oh, I guess about like a pan or a little larger, about like a, or something, imagine about that shape, came down over the bed about a minute or so after the midwife had laid me in my mother's arms. And a little old window there, if you see, there's no glass, they just shove the window out, and a little old door. And there I come in a little old bed in the corner, straw mattress and shuck pillow. And the people of the mountain country didn't know what it was, what happened. They all started weeping. Later on, when I was about 3 years old, I remember hearing a voice speak to me and tell me that I live near a city called New Albany, and I live in 3 miles of New Albany. I've lived there all my life. And I was living in Kentucky then. This is 200 miles farther north. And then at 7 years old, I was packing water in some little molasses buckets. Why, is a voice spoke out of a bush in the whirlwind and told me never to drink or to smoke or to fire my body in any way, that they did work for me to do when I got older. Then it started immediately at that to moving up on me and it showed me things that was going to come. I was raised in a home that was sinful. My father and mother, their people before them, were Catholic. And my father and mother married out of church and they had no religion at all. And I never was in church till I was a young man, about 20 years old, 25. That's horrible to say that. But down through life, I didn't smoke or drink or so forth. And all the way it would meet me and tell me different things was going to happen. Then when I became a minister, it got worse. And then I received the Holy Spirit, it just kept going on. And then later on, he met me, and it was a man. I was sitting in a saloon in a little cabin where he used to hunt at. And I was praying, and I seen the light come in the room. It appeared visible. They had it drawn a picture back there. It was taken, scientifically proven and all, that's been through the critics and everything. And they brought it into the government affair, checked it, and so forth. And then it comes in the meeting many times while we're having a meeting, just like this right here now. And so this time, when it came, I just seen a light shining on the floor, and it come across the floor, walking to me, a man, some 200 pounds, dressed in a white robe, had dark hair to his shoulder, very pleasant sort of a man, and I could not move, I just shaking so, and I heard his voice all ever since I was a little boy, but I'd never seen nothing but a whirlwind and different a pillar of firelight, and when he got real close to me, the man did, when he spoke, he said, "Do not fear." I knew it was the same man, the same voice that talked to me since I was a little boy, and he said, "I am sent from the presence of Almighty God to tell you that your peculiar birth and life has been to indicate that you're to pray for sick people, to take this to all the world." And said, "If you will be sincere when you pray and will get the people to believe you, nothing shall stand before your prayer, for this cause you were born." Now, I can only be honest, you see. That's what I've always tried to be, honest. And with my people, with God's people, my friends. And I said, "Well, sir, I'm born and raised in a poor family." And I said, "I'm uneducated, and I couldn't go." He said, "I'll be with you." And I said, they wouldn't believe me. But as the prophet Moses was given two signs to vindicate his ministry, his sending to Israel, you know, to deliver Israel, said, "So would you be given two signs. That one of them will be that you'll take people by the hand, knowing nothing of what's wrong with them, and tell them what's wrong." Said, "Then if you'll be reverent," and said, "it'll come to pass later that you'll know the very secret of their heart." And he said, "If you would question of this, if I send the spirit that our master said, that was up on him, would be upon his people." See? And when he told Philip, when he came to him, Nathaniel, he said, "I've seen you." He said, "When did you know me?" He said, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the tree." See? He said, "Then to the woman at the well, Samaritan woman, he said, go get your husband." She said, "I have none." He said, "You have five. Now, Jesus said, these things that I do, shall you also. Greater than this shall you do, or more, for I go to my Father." That's how our brother senator here was healed. When I was sitting here, looking at him out there over the audience, I've seen a bench come down. He's right over, trying Just waiting that clock, I suppose, be hard. Right in here, I've seen a bench, I've seen a man there, I've seen people applauding, I've seen him with a big kind of a collar on. I've seen a young man fall on a hay rack or something, and I hurt his back. I talked to him, and there it went. I looked down, I found the man who was sitting back in the audience there in a wheelchair, but I didn't get it just right. I didn't see him heal. I didn't say nothing about it. I've already walked in here, already seen two people heal right here in the meeting tonight. That's right, standing right here now. All I know, they're healed right here. That's right. And I noticed it, and then when I was leaving the platform, I told my manager, Mr. Baxter, about it, and it was just managing me at that time. And then when I went out there, I seen Mr. Upshaw, and I told Mr. And there it was, just here he is as well. And I can only see now, the first time, how many remembers before that part of the operation of the Spirit of God had come up on his humble servant. You remember when I just could show the people by the holding my hand and knowing what was. You remember that part? You remember hearing me say that the other would come? You remember that? And it has, hasn't it? Okay. Now remember, it's going more than that. See? It's moving all the time upward. Now those things, now the people can come to the platform. I can only pray for them. There'll be all kinds of diseases. Now, it is possible and will be. Now you remember this. This is the only thing that I can say. God said in Hebrews 11:2, God testifies of his gift. Do you believe that? God testifies. Now, the person can come to the platform, and if I've got to be clear and not too many quoting, I can use it again, and I won't use my own thoughts or mind about anything. It'll tell them what's wrong with them. Perhaps if the faith is not there right, it'll tell them the disease they got, and perhaps what they've done in life has called them reason they can't get healed. But now for the healing, it only comes through our Lord Jesus Christ. Everybody know that? Now that's all I can do. Now this is it. And do you know Jesus, our Master, never claimed to be a divine healer? Did you know that? Now that's what Jesus said. Now you just go to, if some of you might go away and say, well, I don't know what kind of that is or what it is. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, when the Jews was questioning, when he healed one man left a big bunch of cripples laying there at the pool of Bethesda, he said, the Son can do nothing in himself. But whatsoever he sees the Father doing, that is the Son likewise. Is that right? And now, if you'll pray out there and believe with all your heart that what I've told you is the truth, and Jesus died to heal you, and you believe it with all of your heart, then God will heal you where you are on your seat. Then he will reveal it to me and let me know what you had and what's happened to you and what will be. You see what I mean? Now, isn't that lovely in you?
Amen.
Now, it's just the idea that the only thing that I did foretell, different things that he did that comes to pass, and many of you have read it in the books and so forth about even people, 2 or 3 cases now we have on record that's absolutely been dead and passed away from his life. And I was with a lady the other day, it seems there was one, Mrs. Hetty Waldorf, she had died of cancer of the heart and the liver. And her doctor was there and said, I just want to shake your hand. And she's dead, she's laying dead in the prayer line, covered up. And that was 3 years ago or more, and she's just as well and normal as she can be. Well, one thing, I just see a vision, see what's happened. And there it is. I just act out. It's just drama to me. I just act out what he shows me to do. Do you understand now? So it's not me. It's our Heavenly Father who's showing me what, and in that channel where he has placed me, I use that to the best of my knowledge to help his people along, thinking that someday when I come to the end of this journey, I may, if Jesus tarries, I hope to be able to serve his people until I'm an old man. And I'll do it with all the reverence of my heart to him that I know how. And remember, friends, I love you. And I must be honest with you. I have a little boy here, little Billy. He's here on the platform or down here somewhere. I have him with me. If you want to love somebody, if it's between me or he, you love him. That's my boy. And if our Heavenly Father wants me to love somebody between he or you, love you, you're his children, you see. Wouldn't you let someone love your children as to love you anytime? Well, our Heavenly Father, what about him? If we being carnal know how for good things for our children, see? And I love you, and I'm here to help you. And now, when he placed me in this channel of this prophetic gift, whatever it might be, I do not know. The Bible is open here before me. I do not know just what to call it in the Scripture. Brother Hall and them speak much about it, but about it being some prophetic gift. But in there, I try to, when he places up on me, I try to glorify our Heavenly Father. And he, whatever I can to help his people, that's what I do. And God bless you. And most of my people, a lot of them, have been long life people. For instance, my grandmother Branham lived to be 110. My grandfather Branham lived to be 90 some odd. Grandfather Hardy, from my mother's side, lived in his 90s. But my grandmother, she died of scarlet low, about 36, 38 years old. My father died early, 52, with a heart attack. And most of my mother's people, who I take after, is when you get old, real old, they usually get a palsy, shake a whole lot. I remember old granddad, he just shook constantly all the time, like that, especially when he get a little excited. And if I live that long, I may too. I don't know. This body wears down like an automobile wears out. But if it does, and I come to the end of my road, and I can look back and think of the meeting here in California in different places when I was a younger man. Think of all of these people, and I know that it's coming to me then, and I'm fixing to go. And I'm saying an old man, white what hair I have will be white, stooped in my shoulders with a cane in my hand, shaking. And I feel the waves of death coming over my soul. I want to serve his people and serve him so now that when that time I'll raise up my hands and drop my cane, I'll be able to come and meet me and to take me to a better life. Now, you pray for me as I pray for you. God bless you while we read just the word of Scripture, and then we'll bow our heads and have a word of prayer and go right straight into the service. In the book of Matthew, beginning with the 23rd verse of the 4th chapter, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all the sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatics, and those which had palsy, and he healed them. And by following great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. How can we bow our heads? It's all right if our brother has accepted his healing. It's all right. God bless him. Our Heavenly Father, we thank thee that you, our lovely Jesus, is in your people tonight, making them as you are, making them a body. And if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have one already waiting, fashions in heaven, waiting to go to. Just to step out of this old wrecked building that we live in here into a new one. But our Father, the reason that we are here tonight in these services, to see these buildings and tabernacles that we have our dwelling in now, some of them are very badly ridden with diseases that Satan has did. And we're here speaking of you, the great divine healer. And Father, I pray tonight that you will deliver everyone that's in the building tonight from all their diseases. And you come forward, coming down from glory into this little building here tonight, coming from thousands and thousands of angelic beings there tonight before you. And you promise that wherever two or three were gathered together, that you would be in their midst. How wonderful to think that the Lord Jesus is here with us tonight, and to grant us anything that we desire. And Father, my desire is tonight, personally, that you will magnify yourself before the people, and this day to let them know that your Spirit, that your Word, that your promise, oh Master, your promise, it is written in the Scriptures that you heal the people that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by the prophet. You did these things that it might be fulfilled. And, O Lord God of heaven, these things we do tonight that it might be fulfilled, which is spoken by our Master. These things that I do, he said, shall you also. He knew the hearts of the people. He knew what was wrong with them. And his Spirit is here. He healed the people. And, Father, this is tonight to fulfill.
which was said by our master, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And grant, Lord, that you'll stand tonight, your great divine angel, your healing spirit. Maybe it's the same angel that was on the pool of Bethesda. We do not know. I do not know him, Father, in that way, his name. Maybe it's the same angel that saw the children of Israel, that led them, rather, in a sign of a pillar of fire. Maybe that's the same pillar of fire that we're looking at. Maybe he's here tonight. I trust that he will be, and will show great signs and wonders. And may there come a stirring among the people quickly, while we realize, Lord, that we just have a few days to be here.
God bless our brother Freeman. Lord, you see how these, I don't know how it happened this way, but thou dost know. And I pray, God, that you'll bless him tonight and give him a great service down there. And may many, many of those people down there be healed tonight. The lame walk, the blind see, the deaf hear, the dumb speak. Old people be saved. And grant it, Lord, that there'll be a great stir down there in the tent tonight. Many, many hundreds of people be healed and saved. And Father, you grant tonight in this little group that it'll be likewise here for your glory, that you might receive glory, and all these people around in the city here might know that you're the Lord Jesus, and healing and saving and soon coming. We believe the end is here close. When we see the signs appearing, we know that you're near your journey back here. God bless us tonight, and send your angel to discern these spirits and to cast them out of the people by the name of your child, Jesus Christ, we ask it. Amen. God bless you all. And may he add his tender mercies to you. Let's begin our prayer line over to the right here. Let's call up the first group. What numbers did you start? From 50 or from the 1? One. Let's begin at one. Take the first 10 over here. What's your letter? F. F1 to 10. Stand up first, and then maybe if we get finished, well, we'll have some more in just a few moments. And now you sitting near, if you didn't believe me, now I don't want to say believe me. That I don't mean that by just, I'm just the least among all of you. I'm your brother. And not worthy to be called your brother. That's right. And I don't say that to be humble. I say that from my heart. I've learned this, friend, that God knows what your heart is. And if you don't speak from your heart, then you're a hypocrite. Is that right? And I really mean it. I look out here and see you old people who's had the Holy Ghost for years and fought back there when it was hard. And me standing here much younger than you and just mile when you had to stand on the street corners, maybe have four or five listen to you, and some of our meetings run up to 35,000 and 40,000. See? A mile, we're just run the highway that you've already paid for us, see? We're not worthy to be called your brethren. But you pray for us now. And as you believe, having faith in God, asking God to help you and so forth, God will grant it to you. You believe that? Now, sometimes I have to wait just a little bit. Now, already understand, this being the first night, I'm going to pull these mics out a little bit, because talking to the people sometimes, they don't pick it up. And now, at the close of the service, we have no certain definite time. We may be here 3 nights, we may be 5 nights, we may be 8 or 10 nights, for all I know. I don't know. That depends on how the Holy Spirit moves. And if that's right, only believe real slowly. And you pray for us now, and God will grant your healings and so forth. And I guess these brothers here, you're taking recordings. Is that right, Brother? That's fine. When the Spirit of the Lord is on, it's so sensitive. Just any little thing, it's very sensitive. How many realize that? Just real sensitive. If something moves contrary, would you ever deeply sincere praying somewhere and somebody step in the room or slam the door? See? Now that's what it is when this anointing comes out. I feel it moving in from out here and out there and around here. That's the reason I asked them to leave the platform in there so that I can have at least just one side. Because it's hard. Maybe there's such a person with a cancer. And that's coming in just, And here's one thing here, maybe with heart trouble. And then here's them two hitting against me. You can see what I mean? But I thank God from the depths of my heart, with my Bible in my heart, and not one time in 5 years has it ever failed to be the solid truth right there, platform. Not one time. And I'll take anyone to record here in the building. It's been in my meeting time after time. It has never failed to be exactly the truth. That's right. And then if the patient hasn't got good faith, well, then it'll maybe take a little time to build them up. You'll have to tell them something else and get them talking. Now, let's just kind of pray again just for a moment, if you will, because been talking, it makes it kind of odd for me. Now, dear Jesus, now we're here and we've asked you, I've explained all that I know how, and it's getting a little late. We don't want to weary the people. But now, Father, I've tried with all my heart to let them know that you are here and willing to heal each one. Now, I've told them that you have sent your humble servant to encourage them to believe on your Son, Jesus. And by signs and wonders that you have given me to perform is for their encouragement and the vindication that thou hast sent thy humble servant to pray for their diseases and afflictions, and they will get over it. Now, Father, I've done all I know how. And now I commit it all to you for a great service this week. Grant it, Lord, beginning tonight, may many of the people in the audience just believe with all their heart when they see the evidence of the great angel of God, which I know is on the platform now. And may we move up to thy humble servant now, anoint thy human body, that Jesus will be manifested before the people. Hear my prayer, Father, for I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
My brother, you believing with all your heart you're needing here, God will surely take care of this for you. Now, do you believe that he'll hear my prayer? Our Heavenly Father, as our brother comes kneeling at the platform now, he's terribly tormented and he wants to be a real Christian, a real man. God be merciful to him, I pray. This power of the enemy that's driving him into these things that's not right. But thou art here, Heavenly Father, and I pray that you will heal him, and from this night may he be well. Satan, you who bound the man all these years and causing these heartaches and troubles, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, leave the man. Come out from him.
Thank you. get my sweetheart on the speaker and tell him how to deliver.
You've just wanted to speak a word. The man has been in an awful condition. And, of course, it was too low here for you to hear what was going on. But the man has been in a terrible condition ever since a little boy of about 7 years old. And he's had just couldn't, he's been fasting and praying for this tonight. And he was warned, and so he came, and God has delivered him. He said, could I just speak a word on prayer?
I want to tell this audience people that God dealt with my heart when I was 7 years old. God called me. And again, God called me when I was about 14 years old. And I wouldn't yield to the Lord, didn't do it. And at about 17 years old, I defiled my body. And I lost favor with the Lord. And I sought him, and I sought him for years since then. And when Brother Branham was in Miami, Florida, 3 years ago, last February, I believe, I was convicted and wanted to get rid of that demon that had possession of me. And I felt that going forward to speak the first night I was in service, and the devil cheated me out of it. And I wouldn't do it. But when I went to Jeffersonville, Indiana, from Atlanta, Georgia, to get deliverance, and I got to Jeffersonville, and Satan beat me out of all of it there. Well, then I come to San Bernardino last October to get deliverance of this demon that had me bound. And the devil cheated me out of it then. So February come, I believe, in this year, and he had the healing campaign here. And I come yet every night to Brother Bam's meeting, and I felt led to just come up the first night, and I wouldn't do it. I just choked it back. And I refused to come. Well, the Spirit just left me then, and I've worked under the very imps of hell and just in torture and torment. I've worked on my job ever since February. Well, I just resigned 2 weeks ago and left my job and come into town. And I've been fasting and praying. And there's a sister prophesied over me and asked me to come to Calvary Temple and to tarry and to fast and see if I couldn't get deliverance of my troubles. And I didn't tell her what it was or nothing of the sort. She just prophesied over me. I've been fasting and praying and seeking that I could just come to Brother Branham and get this demon cast out of me. I made a confession several years ago, and I feel like my soul was saved. But this demon kept me bound. I wanted deliverance, and God wanted me to carry his gospel for him. But this demon has had possession of my body. I've been afflicted from the sole of my feet to the very crown of my head. I went for years and years on public work, tortured with Satan. So although I was trying my best to confess God, and I stayed as close to God as I could, and I just seek deliverance with all my soul. I sought the Holy Ghost for years. My wife has had the baptism of the Holy Ghost over 20 years now. And I sought and I sought. And my friends and my wife prayed for me, and I couldn't receive the Holy Ghost. But thank God tonight, the Lord went to deal with me. When Brother Brown came on the platform here, the glory of God shone so in his face, Brother Harville, I couldn't look at him. Part of the brightness of God was so bright upon Brother Branham. And I just had to bury my face in my handkerchief. And I just sat back out of Tammy's election. I just had to bury my face. I'd look at Brother Branham, and there's such a shining glory of that man's face, and I couldn't look at him, hard to bear him. And I want you to know I've been striving with all my heart to serve God and just to stay as close to God as I could. But this old demon that has control of me is Brother Crockett. Just pull him in. And I come to San Bernardino just a purpose to get rid of it, and Satan beat me out of it. But I do thank God with all my heart. I feel like that I'm in perfect fellowship with my God. I'm free and I'm liberty. I'm willing to go, I'm willing to stay. I'm willing to do anything in this world God wants me to do. I hate I have to take this time, but I say I hate it. I don't hate it either, gentlemen, because it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to me or ever could.
Your life. life. Is that right? Or you just go believing, and that's all. All right, you bring the lady here, if you will. I think you ought to say thank the Lord, don't you? Just say praise the Lord. Now, brother, sister, we're in no hurry, you know. There's just all these things. That means a lot to that man since he was a little boy. He's been that way, and the Lord has delivered him. Now, how do you, my sister dear? You believe with all your heart, too. Our Lord is always near to heal the needy and the sick. Now, a sister, there was our master one time, he was speaking to some man, or perhaps let's think he had a prayer line somewhere, was praying for the sick. And as the man came up to him, and he said, behold, an Israelite, which there's an old guy. He told him what he'd been doing and so forth. He said, how'd you know I was a believer, a Christian, you know, as we call it now? He said, before Philip called you, when he planted the tree, I knew you. And he said, right then, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel, isn't that right? And he believed him with all of his heart. And do you believe like that with all your heart? And you believe that at this, what I am speaking of, is our lovely Lord Jesus who loves you and wants to make you well. Is that right? And you believe that he knows what's been in your life back before him. And he knows right now what's wrong with you right now. And he knows what will be hereafter. Isn't that right? But I believe right now that you're in a bounce right at this time. Because as soon as I said that, I've seen something happen and seen what's wrong with you. Stuck with a tumor, aren't you? Isn't that right? You want to be rid of the tumor. Come here, Jesus. I lay hands on you. Our Heavenly Father, this poor sister is so in need. And I pray thee to be merciful to her now. And I bless her in the name of thy Son, Jesus, that this tumor will leave her, Lord. And, oh, Father, be merciful at this hour. And may others be healed of tumor. At this same time, out there in the audience, grant it, Lord, and may the Spirit that you're at the platform now, that we are both aware that anointing down here at this time, we pray that you will let him bless her as your servant, minister to her the blessings of God by laying on my hands upon her that was commanded by our Lord Jesus. And I say to this tumor, leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, sister. Go be well. All right. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. I look for him. He is here. Now, he will only reveal himself to those who believe him. How many? You were here in California, blessed with a great observatory up here, planetarium. Or you see stars way out, I believe 120 million years of light space, you can look out through that glass, one of the largest in the world. They had those, not that tight, but they had planetariums and so forth, and stargazers in the days of Jesus. But there was a star that passed through the land, and three men followed that star, and no one else saw it but them, or they were looking for it. They were looking for the star of Jacob to rise. They were down in the country there where Balaam the prophet had spoke that this star of Jacob would rise. Now you look for him, believing with all your heart. All right, is that the patient's son? All right, you come right up, ladies. Now everyone be real reverent, just as reverent as you can. You don't have to bow your heads to pray. I just want you to, when I ask you to bow your head, sometimes a spirit gets real contrary and they just don't want to come at all. And that's the time you have to have an authority. Do you believe in that?
Yeah.
See, sometimes if the person's faith will come up, but maybe they don't have enough faith, and it's just waving there, and the demon trying to hold, and maybe a little unbelief there, just kind of skeptical, sometimes you have to command it out. See? And if you do that, then they're angry. That's when they go from one to another. And when they come out, you know, Jesus said to them demons, come out, he said, suffer to go into them swine. See, a devil is helpless if he isn't in a body somewhere. He's just a spirit.
in the world until he's in a body, and then he can torment. Now, our sister coming here, the lady, has come forward to be healed. Now, everyone be just reverent. Just, here's what I wish you not to be reverent. Just sit and say, I believe that with all my heart. Say, Lord, I believe that you're there at the platform, and you're going to help our brother Branham right now. And he's going to know all about that woman, and he's going to be able to pray a prayer that'll heal the poor thing. That's what I mean being reverent. Just think, what if that was your sister, your wife, your mother, someone, see? See, you'd want them healed, would you? And you do to others as you'd want to do to you, you see, if you were up here. Now, sister dear, you just come near, and I just want to talk to you just a moment. And what I do that for, to speak to the person, is merely to contact their spirit, you see. You realize that we're dealing with spiritual beings, isn't that right? It's a spiritual being. See, you and I are human flesh. It was born in this world. And now, you're, inside of you is a spirit, and inside of me is a spirit. Well, now, there's a spirit of sickness or something that's come upon you, and then, now, I don't know what that is. I know that you're a lady standing there, and I don't know nothing about the inside part. Now, the only thing that I know is when this spirit of God comes down here, and he'll speak through here, so that's what's in you, you see. Now, first thing, if I can contact your human spirit, you see, to myself, that gets you in the place. Contact, that's right. Like Jesus, he talked to the woman a while. He said, go bring me a drink. She said, why? It's not customary for you Jews to ask us Samaritans. He said, but you knew who you were talking to. See, you would ask me. See, and I'd give you a drink that, see, that you don't come here. Now, that's the same thing this is. Now, you're conscious that there's something going on now, don't you? You know that, yeah, you know there's something going on. A strange feeling in your inner being. Is that right? Yeah, what it is, it's that gift of moving. See, it's not my gift. God's gift. See, his gift. I'm not it. I'm just, if you see the picture back there, you can see my picture too, but I'm not it. It's a separate person. But I'm just like a bright serpent, you see what I mean? See, just, you're just looking this way, and I'm just, that's it, that's the idea. You're suffering, aren't you, sister? You got kidney trouble, haven't you? That's right. Kidney trouble. You're real nervous too, aren't you, sister?
I guess I'm a little bit, but not as much as I thought I would be. Praise the Lord.
I mean, not what I mean, just kind of, you're a deep thinker, that kind of nervous, always you're thinking of
head down.
That's right. All right, sister, come here just a minute.
Praise Jesus.
I will you bow your head. Dear merciful Father, I pray that you will be merciful to our sister tonight as I bless her now for her healing. Satan, you bound her. In the name of Jesus Christ, leave the woman. Come out of her. How will you do as I say do? Go, don't even think about your kidney trouble no more. It's going to leave you. Now, I tell you what, you may have symptoms for these for 8 or 10 days. The burning and so forth and weakness, but that'll clear up now and you'll be all right. You go, and God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Now, sister dear, I want you to look this way and just believe with all your heart. And you will, won't you? You believe. You want to be well. I perceive that you're a believer, a good believer. You're not very, you're a deep believer. You hold on to what you have. He was praying a while ago, wasn't he? Wasn't you happy when you got that card this afternoon or tonight? And now you thought, I'll be rid of my heart trouble now. Isn't that right? How you can go on your road to God. Let us say praise be to God. Everyone reverent is trying hard, aren't you?
corner where they're trying to look right at me is trying. Just keep on praying now. Have faith and believe. All right. Come forward, lady. You believe, do you, sister? You believe with all your heart. And isn't he wonderful? Sometimes we get in such a condition, you know, or sickness and everything, and then God comes along and heals us and lets us get well and spare our life a little longer. That's the way he does it. He's so lovely to us, isn't that right? What a strange feeling come to you then, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
Your heart's all done, sister. You can go on. You seem to have a very good spirit, sister. Oh, yes, ma'am. Had much trouble, haven't you? And you're suffering now with the cancer.
Yes.
Come here. The Almighty who stands here as a my witness knows that this supernatural being of who I speak of, and my Bible is here before me, this supernatural being tested and the testimony to me, which I will have to answer before all you people and God at that day for these words that I say. The supernatural being that spoke to me said that, talking about praying for the sick, he specified one disease. He said, not even to cancer shall stand before the prayer. There's been more cancer healed than anything else. Now, I wouldn't say that, friend, unless it was. Oh, my. Certainly it has to be. Now, Mother, I have no way. I just seen your suffering and seen what you were doing, and it come before me. Now, I'm going to ask God to bless you and to let you get well, and you'll give him praise, and you'll never no more say. You'll give him praise and the rest of your life.
Amen.
Jesus of Nazareth, bless our dear sister. You said whatever you bind on earth, I'll bind it in heaven. What you loose on earth, I will loose it in heaven. Now you promised that, Father, and these signs should follow them that believe. And now by laying my hand upon this dear old mother's hand, it's bound here by a demon that would take her life in the next few weeks. But I pray thee, Lord, to be merciful. And I now, in the name of Jesus Christ, loose the woman from this terrible thing called cancer. Come out of the woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Go happy. Now, just a moment. There was something happened just then. Now, another cancer spirit. I ever wanted to be just reverent. Now, let's see where it was. Be real reverent. If somebody was suffering with a cancer just then, I felt it strike again.
Look this way again, Mother. You standing here. No, I believe it's still maybe still on you. Come here just a minute. Just a minute. No, ma'am, it ain't. Just stand right there just a minute. It's in this direction here. Stand right there just a moment. Let's see. Look this way, sir. You on the cot. You look this here to me. Here it is. Just a moment. Everyone there. Do you believe me, sir? Do you believe that I am God's servant? That I am his prophet that he sent me here for you? You're suffering with a cancer. It's cancer. I believe it's cancer of the blood, isn't it? Leukemia is something like that in your blood, isn't it? And it's in your blood, leukemia, that's right. You're swollen up inside, the inward glands, the spleen, and through the kidneys and stomach. Isn't that right? Oh. Everybody reverent. Does anybody know the man in the building? Anyone know him? Is that truth? If it is, it's truth. Is it truth? I can tell there's something moving. Yes. Well, yes, they know. All right, that's all right. Just stay where you are. That's okay. I just wanted, I've seen it at last. Be real reverent, my brother. I'm going to ask, I see it. You go ahead by now, sister. I thought that cancer whipped back again, and what it was this man here praying, you see. When the cancer let loose of this woman, it hit on that man there again. See, they're in sympathy one with another. You understand what I mean? See, it's kindred spirit. You know what I mean. Doves, same with doves. Scavengers, like buzzards, you know, they're together. And that's why this kindred spirit, that cancer is a demon. It's a devil. That's why I be real reverent and believe with all your heart. All right. Mother's trying to pray, aren't you, Mother? Now, just have faith for this. I've seen you coming down through there. I believe that the baby's going to be all right. Now, just be reverent now. I don't want to be excited. See, it excites me a little, but don't get excited because I do, because you see what I'm up against here. I'm working under a strain. It'll come down on me, boy. And you have to watch when it's there. You feel it hitting everywhere. You have to be careful. Then sometimes a jerk here, there's some over here. I'm just trying to take my time. I can. All right. It's a strange feeling. Just nothing to be weary, but it's something kind of an awe, sacred. Now that's that anointing that I feel. You see, it's on me now. If there's anything wrong with you, if you believe that that is the angel of the Lord, God will reveal to me what's your trouble, and then you'll get well. And if you believe it's the angel of the Lord, you do. You've got, you're nervous for one thing, aren't you? Really extremely nervous. I see that. Have you got something wrong with your ear or something? Is it in your, I believe it's your right ear, isn't it? Isn't it your right? That's your favorite, man. The one to the right, I've seen that there. Say, don't you work in some kind of a telephone affair? Is that right? I've seen that thing over your ear, like I heard it. Yes, I didn't see no trumpet in your ear, but I could see in the vision there in the headset. You take telegrams. I see it with something like that when I see the thing sticking up on. Come here. Merciful God, bless our dear sister now. I pray that you will be near her, and may your spirit come upon her just now and bless her, knowing that there's a great supernatural being here at the platform standing between she and I here as brothers and sisters and the Lord Jesus. And I pray, God, that her faith in him to believe it, that thy servant has testified of that which is true, and there's no way for her to doubt anymore, for I have spoke of it being from you, and she witnessed it by feeling and telling her even the things of her life. Then I bless her, dear God. Satan, harm her, leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Come from the woman. Oh, yes, sister. It's all right now. God bless you, sister.
You've been seeking for a keeper,
then. You
that
right?
You could have had that also.
God bless you, sir.
All say praise the Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Marvelous. He knows everything. There's nothing that he doesn't know. And he's the witness. Now, if you'll just give me a few more moments to get this, what's in the prayer line there, then I'll dismiss just in a little bit. Will you bring the lady, please? Everyone, just reverence for a few moments. And you out there in the audience, be praying down in this way. Up all around now. God bless you, brother. Now, would you? I just want you to. You look very healthy, young lady. But of course, there's something wrong, or you wouldn't be here. You're a little nervous. Yes. Of course, that's just a little excited now, too, because this is a very sacred thing to you, isn't it? You've regarded it that way. Isn't that true? And you've respected it, haven't you, sister? And you had that in your mind before you come here. Isn't that true? And because you have believed that, God will let you get over that diabetes. You're going to be well. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. Now you go in the Lord. Let us say praise be to our Lord. Isn't he wonderful? Now some of you hear these stretchers or cots. Just a moment. You on the top, lady. You look this way, you see. You believe with all your heart? I cannot heal you. I don't know you. I've never seen you in my life knowingly. But our Heavenly Father knows all about you. And he will make his secrets known to his servants as he will. You believe that? And, yes, you must believe God, or you can't live very much longer. You're conscious of that, aren't you, sister? You have a severe heart trouble. Isn't that right? Why don't you accept your healing and stand up in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Let us say praise be to God. Everyone, reverence now. Believe with all your heart. I keep steadily accepting. Praise be to God. Now, everyone, just a moment. What's the bucket? You have your hand on somebody. What's that little boy? Stand up just a minute. Look this way, young man. Is that you, the lady gave me the picture just a few moments ago, aren't you? Now, that's as far as I know, but I've seen your hand on that child there. You're interested in him in some manner. Look this way. Oh, yes? I can't say what will or what won't. That child's suffering with I believe it's asthma, isn't it, or something? Isn't that right? He's had a hard time sleeping, isn't that right? Isn't that right? Oh, Heavenly Father, I bless this little lad right now that you heal him and make this the greatest night of his life, Lord, that you will take this away from him and may he recover and get altogether well and be healed and a well young man. In the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. I look this way. Oh, God, I just want to show it to the loved ones. All right. The baby's going to get over that, honey, this little sister. That's all right. It's going to be, the baby will get well. I don't fear. Look this way, everybody, here, back in this section, back in this way. Look and believe now with all your heart. I'm watching these crippled people. I see arthritis and things. And there's a lady sitting here. She was here at the other meeting. I believe. I'm not sure the lady here. She's a very religious woman. A fine lady, and I trust that this will be the time of your healing, my dear sister. You belong to church, isn't that right? Have faith. Now, somebody without a cause, something without a prayer cause, look this way. So, you see the lady's arthritis, the lady there, arthritis, swelling, and so forth. Now, look this way from way over. You believe that all your problems are there? Just
Thank you.